Now is the time, arise and shine. June 6. It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. If ever there was a time in the history of Seventh-day Adventists when they should arise and shine, it is now. No voice should be restrained from proclaiming the third angel's message. Let none, for fear of losing prestige with the world, obscure one ray of light coming from the source of all light. It requires moral courage to do the work of God for these last days, but let us not be led by the spirit of human wisdom. The truth should be everything to us. Let those who want to make a name with the world go with the world. The great conflict is right at hand, in which all will take sides. In it the whole Christian world will be involved. Daily, hourly, we must be actuated by the principles of the Word of God. Self must be sanctified by the principles of the righteousness, the mercy, and the love of God. At every point of uncertainty, pray, and earnestly inquire, "Is this the way of the Lord?" With your Bibles before you, consult with God as to what He would have you do. Holy principles are revealed in the Word of God. The source of all true wisdom is found in the cross of Calvary. Everywhere we see increasing evidence that the message we have from God is to be the last message of warning to the churches of the world. Yet year after year is passing into eternity, and the churches are unwarned. I am instructed to speak to my brethren and to ask, "Are we conscious of the neglect?" I have been given message after message for our brethren, encouraging them to begin work in every place where the way shall open. If laborers would go forth to the work, the Lord would bless their own souls, and would make their efforts fruitful. As the people hear the reasons of our faith, they will become interested, and will be converted. There are many important places open to those who will work for souls. We should not be selfish in seeking to retain workers long in one place, but should be willing to sacrifice that the work may be begun in other cities that need the light of truth. Let us urge those who have been converted from error to truth to become missionaries for the extension of the knowledge of truth. Invent some way of becoming acquainted with the people. If you will work with wisdom, with heart and soul interest, and with earnest prayer to your Heavenly Father, you will find access to souls. Let those who are already at work open the way for others who desire to labor and who are qualified to take part in missionary effort. To dear brethren and sisters in Washington,